The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and to each and every one of you as we gather on this night to celebrate the birth anniversary of our second Imam, Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba Alayhima Afdalu Salatu Wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajil Farajahum. We pray to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam in Baqi and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter, inshaAllah. You know, when we come to this event in particular, every year that we get a chance is to talk about this event together, this great celebration. There are two main events that in my mind, the 15th of Shahrur Ramadan, need to be focused on. First, naturally, the birth of our Imam, you know, and just from the perspective of if we could put ourselves in that house of Zahra at that moment, you know, and imagine the joy that the Prophet must have felt when the birth of his first grandson would come and how he would hold this child and recite the adhan and iqama in the ears of this child while waiting for the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to name him Al-Hasan. And so there's this joy and this celebration. And for us, of course, it's accepting and being part of that joy, but then looking at how we can improve our lives from the teaching of our Imam, and we'll focus on that, inshallah. But the second part of it is that, you know, the 15th of Shahru Ramadan is the halfway point of this great month, you know, and subhanallah, it's gone by pretty fast, you know, and this is where there's a lot of importance of reflection for each and every one of us, you know. From one perspective, I think it's really important that we try to see what we have gained so far in the past 2 weeks, you know. And it's a struggle, isn't it? It's a struggle, to be quite honest, because of the busyness of life. The big busyness of everything that happens around us, it's a struggle to try to focus on that which is extra. I think we try our best to do what we can from the perspective of fasting and maybe reading Quran and maybe praying extra salats here and there. But to try to find what else I can do is something that requires a lot of soul searching, you know, and this is where I hope that we have reflected to try to see what we have gained, you know, over this past 2 weeks. Maybe we've gained some God consciousness and haven't even realized that we've gained it, you know. The fact that we're always mindful about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, I can't tell you, you know, the number of emails that I have about people worried whether or not their fasts are broken. You know, I did this, is my fast broken? This came in my throat, is my fast broken? And that in itself is an example of God consciousness, because I'm worried about me fulfilling my duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's important for us to just take that to the next level and continue that throughout the year, right? To say that, oh my God, is this going to hurt my relationship with God? If I say this, will God be happy with me? If we can just take that focus to the rest of the year, there should be great improvement in our lives. But it starts here in this month, right? So again, part of the reflection that we have to do is try to see whether or not we have gained anything, and then what more we can work on to try to maximize the benefits of this month. And the maximizing the benefits of this month are really from two perspectives. Number one, you know, it's to try to gain or try to ensure that every moment of this month, which is amplified, isn't it? Like every second of this month is greater than every second other than this month. Breathing is ibadat, sleeping is ibadat. So imagine one who does ibadat, what kind of reward they get for doing ibadat, right? And so to try to make sure that I don't let these next 2 weeks go by without utilizing every opportunity possible. And that doesn't mean that I have to sit on a musalla the entire time, right? But it's just about controlling oneself and trying to make sure that in this month I'm not doing those things which are making me lose out on the benefits associated of this month. You guys understand, right? So like, let's say I get angry in this month over something trivial, right? Likely because I'm hungry, likely because I haven't slept well, whatever. And so I'm angry. Well, in that moment of anger, let's say that anger lasted 10 minutes. Those 10 minutes, I missed out on the barakah of this month. Yeah, not that I didn't, maybe I didn't do anything haram in that anger. I just lost control. But I missed out on that barakah. Right? And so we want to ensure that in the rest of this time that we have, we don't do things which will cause me to lose out on the blessings of this month. And so that's the first thing I think we should really be focusing on. And the second thing that we should focus on is to try to cultivate habits that will last long term after the month of Ramadan. Right, the month of Ramadan, this is kind of what my Eid sermon will be about. You know that the month of Ramadan is the great trainer. It trains us, right? Oftentimes we look at the month of Ramadan as the goal. The month of Ramadan is not the goal. The month of Ramadan is there to train us to survive the rest of the lifetime, the rest of the year, right? And so whatever it is that we can do in this month, try to have it with that mindset that I want to use these blessings for the rest of the year rather than just thinking I want to use these blessings for the month of Ramadan. And that changes how we live, right? It really changes how we live. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Amma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. In sermon, I believe it's 174 or 176, depending on the edition that we have. He talks about the value and the importance of the Quran, but how he explains it, it's really beautiful. Where it's not about reading the Quran to get to an end, but it's to read the Quran to try to become a better human being. You know what I mean? Like, we get really happy when we finish a surah. Like, alhamdulillah, Baqarah, patiyu, right? Ali Imran's done. No, right? Like, we finish a sipara and we're happy. Like, okay, how many more pages to a sipara? Let's speed it up. Because my goal is to read a sipara a day. But that shouldn't be the goal, right? The goal should be that, can I find something to improve myself as a human being? And so if we just changed what we consider to be the benchmark of life, things begin to change drastically. And similarly, in the month of Ramadan, rather than just seeing this month as the month in which I do everything I can to become like the greatest servant in Ramadan, how about trying to do as much as we can to become the greatest servant after Ramadan as well? And so these are the things that we really need to focus on. And it's in this month that we should work extremely hard to try and accomplish this.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year. دوما قريب ليتك